Rebecca Kiger is a documentary and portrait photographer born and raised in West Virginia. The images she captures are often exceptionally emotionally evocative. She says it takes a lot of patience and a little faith in both her process and her subjects.
You have to imagine anything's possible. And then it allows for these magical things to happen in the frame.
Kiger went south in West Virginia this year to capture images of ongoing initiatives in some of the communities hardest hit by the economic downturn in the coal industry. She focused on light and relationships to capture what she says is a hopeful scene.
Photography is painting with light, basically. And any image that really sings, the lighting is spot on. And then, you know, the question that I've learned in these last years to continually ask myself while I'm working is, why are you doing this?
Kiger says more than anything, more even than photography itself, she loves people. She says what motivates her to capture compelling imagery is the desire to help tell their story. To find out if she hit her mark, we asked some of her subjects.
That's pretty cool, actually. Captures the moment, doesn't it? Mm-hmm.
Danny Ferguson sits with Jacob Dyer. Ferguson is Dyer's mentor at the Coalfield Development Corporation in Huntington, West Virginia. The two are looking at some of the photos Kiger took of them while they were building a solar-powered training site in Kanawha County, West Virginia.
It was a rough day that day. We was behind the gun real bad that day. We had a lot to get done by the time the concrete came in.
Ferguson is Coalfield Development's Lincoln County crew chief. He explains that in the wake of the ailing coal industry, his organization is working to create diverse, next-generation jobs.
I grew up in Lincoln County. That's the whole reason I took this job, is because I'd go to work, come home. I'd see all these kids with no possibilities. Couldn't get a job because everywhere they'd apply, they'd say, well, we want 2 to 5 years of experience. Well, how are you going to get the 2 to 5 years of experience if nobody will hire you?
Teaching young people from the region, like Jacob Dyer, how to work with and install solar panels is one way Coalfield Development is hoping to support a more diverse economy.
I'd prefer to stay here, stay home, and be around my family and everything, and, you know, help the economy, you know. I just want to make a change, and I'm hoping to do that.
Ferguson pointed to a black and white portrait of Jacob's face.
With the mud on it and the hard hat and like he's staring off, it just shows a lot about Jacob. That one picture says Jacob. I mean, that's what I would call a wall hanger.
Ferguson says while working, they barely noticed the photographer, Rebecca Kiger, but he does remember talking with her that day.
She was engaging with us on lunch and stuff. She was trying to find out more, and she took what she found out and she actually said it in a picture. And to me, that's amazing.
I probably listened to and shared more than I ever have on any other assignment.
Kiger says she's grateful for work opportunities that allow her to put social media down and connect to people of all philosophies and backgrounds.
I felt hopeful after listening to them talk about ways that they can transform communities and build communities up. I loved every minute of it, and I hope the pictures that I take will bring more awareness and attention to their efforts so that they can grow.
The photos Kiger took were commissioned by the Claude Worthington Benedum Foundation, a charitable nonprofit that funds economic development projects in West Virginia and Pennsylvania. The title of their latest annual report, which Kiger was hired to help illustrate, Transitioning to West Virginia's New Economy. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Glynis Board in Wheeling, West Virginia.